My name's Jason Minsky. I'm a practicing artist based in Manchester, and I was asked to do a three-day workshop with young people to do with the Unrealised Potential exhibition curated by Mike Chavez-Dawson.
So how has the last 3 days gone?
It's gone really well, surprisingly well actually. Quite a short workshop really, and working with young people that I've never met before and they've never met me before. Yeah, it's been good.
I suppose the first thing that the group had to kind of decide on was which, you know, project they were going to realise. Talk us through that process.
That was actually the scariest day for me. That was day one, because I was aware there were 66 certificates, 66 different projects. And from that, they had to narrow it down to, say, a top five or top ten and then choose one by the end of day one. That was my aim. And actually, it went fine. It worked out really well. In terms of process, the exhibition doesn't open till midday, so we had an hour before we could actually even look around the show. So I tried to break it down simply in terms of what the show was. And I think it's one of those exhibitions where you do need to go through the galleries in the correct order to get an understanding of it. But they took it on board. They were great.
Are you impressed with the work?
I'm blown away by it. Some of these young people, most of them haven't done foundation. They're still at college, or they're going on to do other things outside of art. They, you know, come together as strangers and manage to work coherently as a team and produce really top quality work. And in fact, I found myself giving them quite a almost like a degree level crit today about the notice board, because they'd got it to such a high standard anyway, and I knew that it just needed that little extra bit of realism to make it believable visually, because they'd really attacked it from the writing point of view. But some of the things like letters weren't folded, etc., and that's where just those added bits of realism make it believable. But they took it on and it was great, you know.
It's such a good opportunity, I suppose, for young people to come in and have a go at something like this and have their work exhibited. I mean, not many people can say they can do that.
Absolutely, yeah. To be exhibiting in the corner house, and I think the oldest person in the group was 20. Pretty special. Yeah, I've not done it yet. Well, I've got one of the unrealised potentials, but not anything on this scale.
Has anyone bought your certificate yet? Your idea?
I don't know. I haven't checked. I'm hoping someone will, because it's quite a nice one. It's a bit of a jolly round Europe in an Aston Martin, so it'd be nice if they did.
And how do things progress from now on? They put together the work, they've chosen the project. From now till February, when it actually goes into the gallery, what needs to go on before then?
My input, I think, now is finished. Maybe I'll be asked to come in again nearer February next year to discuss, maybe with Mike and some other curators here, about how the people envisage their work being shown. I mean, I know that they had some thoughts about how it would look, and I tried to put that into their thinking as well, that they weren't just making objects and without any thought of how it was going to be displayed. So there was a thought process about stuff being in the round, stuff against the wall, on the wall, hanging. So all the options were there, and they brought that up quite a lot, actually. How much space have we got? Where's it going to go? Where will it be? And
so they're always asking the right questions.
Always asking the right questions, yeah. Made my job very easy.
Have you enjoyed the process?
I have enjoyed the process, and that there's no caveat to that. I would say the only thing is that it's remembering that I'm not teaching a course, and that I've got these students for an entire term, that I'm facilitating a workshop, and always trying to remember that and know what the boundaries are in terms of pushing people and saying, look, we've got a deadline, and etc. But at the same time, I did make them aware that we finish at 4 o'clock and it would be nice to get everything complete. So every day, either at the end of the day or halfway through a day, we'd say, right, what are we trying to achieve today? Do we still want to make this? Do we not want this in the show? What do we want to try and get done? Is that realistic? You know, that sort of thing. So they were good, and they started calling their own little meetings, and that was great.
Well, like you say, 3 days, it's quite intense, isn't it? And you've so you've got to be motivated, you've got to have that dedication, or you're not going to get the work done in time.
Yeah. And also, I envisage being more of a kind of, kind of wandering around and just kind of moderating what was going on. But actually, I was really happy to get stuck in, and they seemed to be fine about me getting stuck in.